down to our final segment here, talking artificial turf with Ray Lopez of Liberty Greens. Ray, as we were going to the break, you were talking about infield going on top, and it's silica sand. You know, can, between wind and birds, can you still get weed seed that will germinate in the silica sand and inside of this, or does the heat kind of kill the seed? Do you ever have to come back and do any kind of, you know, weed treatment application?
No. You see the backing? It's impermeable backing. You're not going to, the weed may grow up in that silica, but there's not a lot of nutrition in there. So it's just not going to stay. There may be a weed that grows through there, but I've never seen that. The only weed I've seen, see these holes right here for the drainage?
For the water drainage.
That's where you'll get weeds. You'll get nutsedge, Bermuda. That's the most common. And also, say I cut a seam right here down the middle of this piece. When I'm seaming it together, there's a small little gap here. The nutsedge and Bermuda will find its way right there, and you'll see where the seams are. They'll bust through there, and it'll actually pull the grass apart because they're so prolific. So those things we really need to worry about. There are pre-emergents we can put underneath the grass. So when we're doing the demolition...
Under the artificial grass.
So when we're doing our demolition process, we're there with another truck to actually incorporate a pre-emergent underneath the grass so nothing grows through it.
How many of your installs are going over old Bermuda lawns versus a different type of hardscape?
80%.
80% are going over?
Over old lawns because of, one, the cost of water, the fertilizing, the weed control, the fungicide, mowing. I think the biggest thing is the mowing. But if you water, we have jobs in Paradise Valley. One gentleman told me his water bill was $1,700 a month for his lawn. And it was a big lawn, but it was $1,700 a month. And this was 2 years ago. So these are real, live. These are numbers. I mean, that's a lot of money to me.
it's a lot of money to me.
To some of these people, you know, maybe in Paradise Valley, it's just a minimal cost. But it's a lot of, and we also have to think, we are in a desert. The water, if you look at Lake Mead, I'm not trying to panic anybody, but there's not much water in Lake Mead. Now, we have a lot of water here, and we have water in the underground, but we are in a desert. So desert natural landscapes, one, they're easy to maintain. They look really nice. Go to the botanical garden. If you go to Botanical Garden, you'll see all those things. Most of those things are not even watered. They're just natural plants. They grow, and they can utilize and store water the way the desert made, you know, the way God made those plants. So you were talking about, so that was it, the weeds. So no weeds grow up through the top. The only thing is the bottom. And if it's done wrong, which I do see a lot, and I can give you addresses. You go look at the jobs right now and see all the grass and nutsedge growing through the grass right now. These are jobs were done 3 months ago. And they may have sprayed it once, maybe even twice. If you're not doing it correctly, you're not systemically killing the root system of that grass and that nutsedge, then you know what? It's going to come through.
So, and because you guys have done weed treatment and applications for, you know, just as long, if not longer, than you've been doing the artificial turf, you're able to go in, do the treatment, kill everything, and even then you still got to bring in your AB, your mm-hmm. quarter minus, and a lot of products that go on top. So done right, you know, just like we said at the beginning, it's like painting. If it's all in the prep work. The finished product isn't just coming in and rolling on a coat of paint. It isn't just coming on and rolling out a roll of turf. There's a ton of prep work to do it right.
So the main part of this cake is basically getting your base in properly. Once the base is in, then it's a piece of cake. So seaming is not that hard. Rolling it out is not, you know, the base material, demolition, the pre-emergent material going underneath, and sometimes there's different types of pre-emergent we have to use for nutsedge, etc. But you're right. So it's a baking a cake. If you have a nice, good custard with eggs and things like that versus that imitation garbage, it's going to taste, it's going to be better. In my case. And so the base is crucial. It's like the foundation of a building. If you don't get your pylons in right when you have an earthquake, the building's going to collapse. The same thing with this. If the base is not deep enough and done well, you're going to see sinkholes and little
water
dips,
ponding, it rains.
Anything. Yeah, absolutely. So,
and you had mentioned, you know, this, all your samples that come in here and everything you install comes from Georgia. It's American made. Looking around online, just curious about this, I saw when you type in artificial turf, you know, you can get it at Costco. You can buy, order on Amazon. I'm pretty sure those aren't American made quality artificial turf, and you're only going to end up spending money. I mean, if you're talking 17 years now, that's a serious consideration. You know, some of these at first they were like 5, 8, and I'm like, that's too much for that facet time. Well, that's all you're going to get with a poor quality grass. Invest the extra, American made quality, Ray Lopez, Liberty Greens, and artificial turf, and also Scottsdale Weed Control.
Free estimates.
Okay.
Absolutely.
If you're considering artificial turf, you can find Ray in the artificial turf category at Rosie on the House, or look online, libertygreens.com.
Thank you, Bobby.